Martha Coakley's defeat marked a historic moment for many conservatives in Massachusetts. Scott Brown's campaign was able to create an energy and an enthusiasm that Coakley and the Democrats simply did not match. One of the groups credited with trying to help build this enthusiasm is the Greater Boston Tea Party. Kristen Varley is the president of the group. We spoke with her last night as well and asked her to tell us how she and the group connected with Scott Brown.
I met Scott was I was issued an invitation by a friend of mine to attend a house party, a fundraising event in mid-November. So I had an opportunity to speak with him just for a couple minutes as he made the rounds at the room. And I mentioned to him that I was involved with the Greater Boston Tea Party, and his eyes lit up and he was like, wow, you know, you're a kind of an interesting bunch. I'd like to hear more about that. Maybe I should talk to you guys. And, you know, in the meantime, I learned more about him and his candidacy and ended up going in to volunteer in the office.
Ultimately, how many people do you think you brought to the Tea Party brought to the Scott Brown campaign, either physically to work phone banks, make phone calls, or make donations, or simply on election day, go to the polls and cast a ballot?
We're maybe up to 1,300 people in our organization right now, but statewide, I would say we approach 6,000 to 7,000. So there's really no way for me to answer that question accurately. I can tell you I know of, you know, 3 or 4 dozen people that were reporting to me regularly how many hours they were making phone calls. But again, because we did not, as an organization, formally endorse Scott Brown, there's no way for me to track how many people, how much money, how many hours.
Given all this, I'm wondering, how much credit do you think the Tea Party should take for Scott Brown's victory?
There's maybe a little bit of credit due in terms of spreading the word, because I know that when our members left that January 2nd breakfast, they could not wait to get home and start talking to friends and family and neighbors and spreading the word online to other Tea Party organizations across the country about this candidate. You know, Scott said to us, if you like my ideas and you like what I want to do, I need you to help me. And our members went out and did that. But, you know, come on, there was national media involved. There, you know, this was the talk of the town in terms of, can Scott be the one to stop health care? So there's so much credit to go around, and of course this campaign was run so well. I mean, it was just spectacular with the way they were able to provide all of these outlets to people that wanted to help. You know, I think there's more than enough credit to go around, but when you have a great candidate, everybody wants to share in it.
I'm reading a quote that's from you that in which you describe the group in Massachusetts as a loosely affiliated group of right-wing extremists living amongst you.
Well, I laughed when I said that. I was definitely making a joke. I think I was commenting at the time on some of the comments that are made about the organization being right-wing extremists. We're really not. I have not polled the entire membership of our group, but what we have is a group that is pretty representative of the demographics in Massachusetts when you look at voter registration. The majority of us are unenrolled. Some of us are registered Republicans like myself, and others are registered Democrats. Again, we've all found common ground on that mission statement. You know, we're first and foremost, let's cut back on the size of government. We are more than capable of taking care of ourselves and our families and our communities. We certainly don't need Beacon Hill or D.C. to tell us how to run our lives, who to see, you know, what doctors to see and when and for what services. I guess if people want to characterize that as right-wing, that's fine. To me, the more people that I meet in Massachusetts working in this, it comes down to a common sense, you know, sensibility that transcends, you know, left-wing, right-wing, or, you know, straight down the middle.
Do you see yourself in Massachusetts working with Republicans to get Republicans elected in Massachusetts, either to state office or to federal office from Massachusetts this fall?
I think it truly depends on where they come out on the issues. We are looking to reach out, as we did with this campaign, after receiving an invitation from the Brown campaign to meet. Kennedy reached out to us. We reached out to Coakley. We'd like to continue that. We're throwing some ideas around about putting candidates in front of our membership again, because that seemed to really have an effect on what people's level of participation was. But we are by no means a partisan organization, so if we're going to issue an invitation, we would issue it to everybody running in a race.
You've had 3+ years to look at Governor Patrick, his performance, his stance on the issues, where he's taken the state, where he hasn't taken the state from your point of view. Do you see the Tea Party getting behind Governor Patrick or working for one of his opponents this fall?
I don't think that the Tea Party is going to be working for anybody. I truly believe that the people in our organization are more than fit to look at those principles that they feel strongly about and then identify for themselves the candidates that fit the bill and then go out and support that candidate.
In your view, does Governor Patrick fit that bill?
In my personal view, he does not.
Kristen Varley, thank you very much for speaking with us. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for contacting me.
Kristen Varley is the president of the Greater Boston Tea Party.